What if the wealthiest people weren't the greediest, but the most generous? Derek Kenny's Good Money Revolution challenges our fundamental assumptions about wealth and purpose. In a world where money is often vilified, Kenny presents a radical alternative. Money itself isn't evil. It's what we do with it that matters. This philosophy has attracted attention from financial experts like Dave Ramsey and business leaders across industries who recognize that the traditional approach to wealth accumulation often leaves people financially successful but personally unfulfilled. The book arrives at a critical moment when Americans are reassessing their relationship with work, money, and meaning, offering a timely roadmap for those seeking both prosperity and purpose in an increasingly complex financial landscape. Money is good. I enjoy making it, managing it, and giving it away. Since childhood, I've been fascinated by money's potential, from tracking every penny in a detailed cash book to charging modest interest on loans to family members. Growing up without much financial security, watching my father struggle through multiple corporate transfers and unexpected layoffs, I never had the newest clothes or shoes, which made me feel like I didn't belong. Those early experiences of wearing hand-me-downs and shopping at discount stores left lasting impressions about social status and self-worth. This experience profoundly shaped my view that money could be a powerful tool for good, not just a means of accumulation. As a teenager working two jobs, one at a local diner and another mowing lawns, I began tithing 10% of my earnings to my church and anonymously donating to local food pantries. After college, when my paychecks at a promising software company bounced twice in 3 months, I faced a pivotal moment. Rather than continue letting others determine my financial worth, I decided to bet on myself. This led me to change careers and eventually build a nationally recognized investment practice serving over 500 clients. Through this journey, I discovered a counterintuitive truth. The more I gave back to my community, the more clients actively sought to work with me. Making money purely to accumulate wealth becomes an endless, unsatisfying cycle of wanting more stuff, bigger houses, luxury cars, expensive watches. The key to lasting success is connecting your cash to a cause, your money to a meaningful movement, your profits to a purpose larger than yourself. While money and happiness aren't equivalent, giving money away creates a unique form of joy that often motivates you to earn more, specifically so you can give more. The relationship between money and happiness is more nuanced than most people realize. Extensive research shows money only makes you happier up to a certain point, what economists call income satiation. Princeton researchers, in a landmark study of 450,000 U.S. residents, found that incomes between $60,000 to $75,000 were strongly associated with greater day-to-day happiness and life satisfaction compared to lower incomes. However, beyond $75,000, there was surprisingly no significant relationship between higher income and increased happiness. Recent studies have updated this figure to around $95,000, accounting for inflation and cost of living variations. Many successful professionals get trapped thinking more money automatically equals more happiness, working 80-hour weeks to build their bank accounts, only to realize they've achieved financial success without personal significance. Simply having money doesn't give life meaning. Giving does. The healthy circular continuum should be: earn more, save more, give more, feel more fulfilled, earn more with purpose. This creates a sustainable cycle where financial success fuels positive impact rather than endless accumulation. Generosity creates wealth in both financial and personal terms, operating as a powerful catalyst for business growth and personal fulfillment. When Dave, a manufacturing company owner, lost motivation despite achieving $5 million in annual revenue, I suggested he connect his profits to a purpose by funding a school in a Vietnamese village he had visited. Within 3 months, his sales increased 20% and he regained his enthusiasm for business. The school now educates 200 children annually, creating a legacy far beyond profit margins. This generosity purpose transforms both finances and fulfillment in measurable ways. By asking what injustice keeps you awake at night and connecting your money to that cause, you create meaningful impact. Don and Sharla revitalized their recycling business by dedicating 15% of profits to ocean cleanup initiatives, attracting both existing and new customers through their commitment to making a difference. Their revenue doubled within a year while removing over 50,000 pounds of plastic from coastal waters. Your generosity purpose might be fighting sex trafficking, helping the homeless, or funding education. The key is shifting from, I want to make more money, to, I want to give more money and therefore need to make more. This principle works regardless of wealth level. Start small and impact one person at a time. Even contributing $50 monthly to a local food bank can feed a family for a week. True happiness comes from using money for something good, particularly through generosity. Harvard professor Michael Norton's research demonstrates this powerfully through multiple studies. When students were given either $5 or $20 and instructed to spend it either on themselves or others by the end of the day, those who spent money on others reported significantly higher happiness levels, equivalent to doubling their household income. Norton explains that buying things for yourself doesn't create a sense of impact, while spending on others gives you a huge feeling that you've had an impact on somebody else. This ripple effect of generosity creates visible, tangible evidence that you've made a difference in someone's life. One participant's $20 gift to a homeless person led to a conversation that inspired the recipient to seek job training. Major corporations are discovering that giving is both ethically right and financially smart. Bia Boccalandro's research across 380 companies shows employees who feel their work benefits society demonstrate 47% higher engagement, 32% greater productivity, and 26% higher retention rates. At Manulife Financial, employees who participated in community service programs experienced 60% less turnover, while studies at Google and Microsoft reveal purpose-driven work enhances creativity by up to 33%. Companies like Tom's Shoes and Warby Parker have built billion-dollar businesses around giving models, proving that profit and purpose can powerfully align. The key to implementing a generosity purpose is starting with clear intentions and measurable goals. Whether donating 1% or 50% of profits, the focus should be on creating sustainable impact while building a stronger, more motivated organization. Regular reporting on both financial and social impact metrics helps maintain momentum and inspire stakeholders. The Good Money Framework offers hope and a practical path forward for those stuck in unfulfilling work cycles. Rather than dreading Monday afternoons, this 7-step framework helps you inject purpose into your career and finances, shifting from merely working to feeling like you're winning. It transforms the traditional view of money management into a purpose-driven journey that balances personal growth with meaningful impact. Step 1 begins with discovering your generosity purpose, identifying causes that deeply move you, whether it's childhood cancer, clean water access, or homelessness. This purpose becomes your motivation for earning. For example, someone passionate about education might focus on funding scholarships, while another person might direct their resources toward environmental conservation. Your generosity purpose should resonate so deeply that it energizes your daily work and financial decisions. Step 2 focuses on determining your top 3 financial goals. Rather than creating complex financial plans, this step emphasizes clarity through simplicity. By identifying just 3 primary financial goals, whether paying off your house, funding college, or planning for retirement, you create laser focus that generates momentum. For instance, instead of having 10 vague objectives, you might focus on eliminating $40,000 in debt within 3 years, saving $100,000 for a house down payment, and building a $50,000 emergency fund. This clarity helps prevent decision paralysis and maintains motivation. Step 3 asks you to determine your desired income, not vaguely wanting more money, but defining a specific income target that reflects your true worth and needs. This isn't about unrealistic figures, but establishing a concrete financial goal that supports both your lifestyle needs and giving capacity. Consider factors like local cost of living, family size, debt obligations, and giving goals. For example, you might calculate needing $85,000 annually to cover expenses, save adequately, and donate 15% to causes you care about. Step 4 involves reviewing your options for earning more money. When your income feels limited, explore creative alternatives rather than demanding raises. Consider your natural talents and marketplace needs that could become side hustles. A teacher might tutor online, a graphic designer could create digital products, or an accountant might consult for small businesses. The key is identifying scalable opportunities that align with your skills and market demands. Step 5 focuses on creating a simple saving and investing plan. Money management needn't be complicated. The simplest plans are the ones that actually get implemented. Break down your monthly income into clear percentages for your priorities. A basic framework might allocate 50% to essential expenses, 30% to financial goals, including retirement and emergency savings, and 20% to giving and discretionary spending. Automate these transfers to ensure consistency and reduce decision fatigue. Step 6 urges you to implement your generosity strategy without delay. The present impact of money given today outweighs its future potential growth, because each month your money sits idle is a month of missed impact. Start with whatever percentage feels comfortable. Even 1% makes a difference. Create specific giving targets for different causes and set up automatic monthly donations to maintain consistency. Step 7 encourages tracking your wealth building and generosity progress through quarterly check-ins to evaluate both financial and generosity goals. Use simple metrics like net worth growth, debt reduction, and giving percentage to measure progress. Document the impact of your giving through stories and data from supported organizations. These regular reviews help maintain motivation and allow for strategic adjustments as circumstances change. After analyzing my significant net worth increase, I discovered 3 good money levers that truly move the financial needle. Save more, crush debt, and earn more. Like a roller coaster that requires all levers working together, these 3 financial levers must operate simultaneously to maximize your wealth. For lever 1, save more, think of your savings as both a protective moat against unexpected expenses and as employees you direct as CEO of your money. Every dollar should have a purpose, otherwise they're hanging out in the break room, as Bola Sukumbi puts it. Implement practical saving strategies. Cut spending by 20% using the back-against-the-wall approach. Set up automatic investment withdrawals. Use the capture-and-keep method to bank savings from negotiated bill reductions. Establish set-and-forget automatic transfers to priority accounts. Shift saved money to debt payoff. Consider ETFs for lower-cost investing. And create milestone celebrations to reward progress. Lever 2 focuses on crushing debt to reclaim control of your financial life. Whether facing student loans, medical bills, or credit card debt, the first step is honest assessment. Write down every debt and its interest rate. Then implement an aggressive elimination strategy. Attack debts by highest interest rate first, pay more than minimums to build momentum, freeze credit cards, literally if needed, use cash envelopes for spending control, review progress quarterly, find an accountability partner to share challenges and victories, and reward yourself for milestones. Lever 3 emphasizes earning more by recognizing that money isn't a stagnant pond, but a flowing river that goes where value is created. To earn more, implement 1 of 3 strategies. First, treat your current job entrepreneurially by identifying ways to increase sales or improve processes. Second, add measurable value to your company through certifications or revenue-generating ideas. Third, start a side hustle that leverages your skills and passions, potentially becoming your main income source. Your current salary reflects what the economy says you're worth right now. To increase it, add measurable value to your company. Debbie, feeling stuck at her engineering firm, created a two-pronged plan. First, she proposed getting an advanced certification that would help the company make more money in exchange for a salary increase. Second, she suggested an employee referral program after noticing potential business connections. The CEO agreed to both proposals, giving her a $5,000 raise upon certification completion and implementing her referral fee idea. Asking for a raise requires strategic preparation. Start by researching your market value on sites like payscale.com or salary.com to discover if you're underpaid. Rather than simply demanding more money, take a strategic approach. Look inward first. Find ways to help your boss achieve their goals and become indispensable. Set up a meeting to ask what it would take to become a top performer. Then spend 4 to 6 months exceeding those objectives. When negotiation time comes, you'll have data and demonstrated value. Sometimes you need to burn the ships and make a decisive break from your current situation with no possibility of retreat. If you're trapped in a job you hate, taking the entrepreneurial plunge might be necessary. While risky, it could be the bold move that makes all the difference. Mark Randolph, Netflix co-founder, emphasizes that nobody truly knows which ideas will succeed. The only way to find out is to try. Don't wait for the perfect idea. Start with a flawed one. Test it against reality and iterate. A side venture offers protection against job insecurity while letting you become a creator of money, not just a receiver. Entrepreneur Ryan Pineda progressed from realtor to substitute teacher to couch flipping to house flipping, proving side hustles can eventually pay more than traditional jobs. The best side hustles often emerge from your existing skills or passions. Deeply ingrained money beliefs can sabotage your success. When Nancy panicked about bouncing a check, fearing jail time, she was reacting to childhood trauma from seeing her father threatened over a similar situation. John destroyed a 30-year friendship with Greg out of jealousy over Greg's business success, believing wealth must come through dishonesty. These negative money mindsets create unnecessary anxiety and resentment. Five harmful attitudes include: seeing money as representing scarcity and strain, viewing money as working against you rather than for you, believing your family is destined to remain financially limited, thinking there's never enough money to fulfill dreams, and believing you can't make a difference through giving. Confronting these limiting beliefs is the first step toward changing your financial future. Changing your relationship with money starts with recognizing how deeply ingrained negative beliefs limit your potential. Like Ramit Sethi explains, repeatedly saying, "I'm just not good with money," becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, creating a mental cage. Many of us normalize financial struggles or believe we don't deserve more. The transformation begins with valuing yourself properly. Understanding that you're not a nuisance, but someone who adds value to others' lives. This confidence translates to better financial decisions. Your perception of wealth is likely inaccurate. Many outwardly rich people are financially struggling despite appearances. Big hat, no cattle, as Texans say. Conversely, many truly wealthy people live modestly below their means, driving older cars while paying cash for their children's education. A Ramsey Solutions study revealed most millionaires built wealth over 28 years without inheritance, typically reaching millionaire status at age 49. The author encourages readers to redefine rich as living comfortably while giving generously, and to overcome financial fear with courage by identifying and addressing their most pressing money challenges. He warns against comparison, noting that social media presents false images of universal success, and quotes Steve Jobs, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life." Children learn money habits by watching their parents, just as Connor imitated his father's incomplete stops at stop signs. While parents teach children basic manners and life skills, money lessons are often neglected. Many parents avoid financial discussions out of fear of appearing incompetent about money matters. They worry about their lack of technical knowledge about stocks, bonds, and financial terminology, or feel disqualified by their own past financial mistakes. As a parent, you want your children to be financially successful and independent. Though you may not feel equipped to teach them about money, three key lessons can help them build wealth and make an impact on the world. First, teach them to be investors, not spenders. Every dollar spent is an investment in something. Teaching children to question purchases, does this add value? Is this an impulse buy? Do I have enough cash? Helps them become savvy spenders. Small expenses like daily $5 coffees add up to over $1,800 annually. The goal isn't to always choose the cheapest option, but to make informed decisions by weighing information and understanding that purchases either gain or lose value. Second, help them become confident wealth builders. You make money twice, first by earning it, then by investing it wisely. Building wealth requires building assets and reducing liabilities through consistent, deliberate decisions. Three key steps. First, pay yourself first through automatic savings. Second, be a generous giver by encouraging children to donate 10% of their money. Third, create a livable budget that ensures they spend less than they earn while maintaining their saving and giving commitments. Third, encourage them to be creators of money, not just receivers. Traditional employment makes you a receiver of money, while entrepreneurship makes you a creator of money. Today's generation needs to understand that job security isn't guaranteed, and depending solely on someone else for income puts too much control in others' hands. Derek emphasizes that sharing financial mistakes with your family creates powerful teaching moments. When he admits to his kids that he screwed up, they become fully engaged, far more than when he simply reports having a good day. This vulnerability builds trust and respect. Generosity creates ripple effects that transform both recipients and givers. Derek shares powerful stories of unexpected giving. Police officers helping homeless college student Fred Barley, which sparked community support that funded his education. 16-year-old Shane returning a storage unit's contents to an imprisoned man's mother rather than selling them for profit. A stranger paying Colton's college tuition after he prayed for help. And Uncle Patrick giving his niece a book about STEM opportunities that changed her trajectory. Derek shares how his reluctant children discovered the joy of giving when they volunteered at a homeless shelter on Christmas Day. Inspired by a stranger who donated his own shoes, his children spontaneously gave away their shoes to those in need, walking barefoot back to their car with expressions of pure joy. Research confirms this experience. Harvard studies show generosity spreads by 3 degrees, influencing dozens or hundreds of people. Generosity doesn't just improve emotional well-being, it transforms physical health. Derek shares Mary's story. After her husband's death, she combined her love of baseball with his passion for their church's food bank by working at the Rangers Stadium and donating her earnings. This purposeful giving dramatically improved her health, lowering her blood pressure and revitalizing her spirit. Science confirms these benefits. Giving triggers oxytocin release, creating feelings of warmth and connection while potentially starting a virtuous circle of generosity. During his 25-year career as a financial advisor, Derek discovered that incorporating giving into his business created a powerful competitive advantage. Positive perception drives profitability. When customers see you as generous, they develop deeper trust and feel part of something meaningful beyond a transaction. Companies like Tom's and Bombas successfully connect their business with their generosity purpose and communicate it clearly in marketing. Research shows unselfish people tend to earn more, as demonstrated by orthodontist Moody, who connects his practice to helping children in Africa receive dental care. To incorporate giving into your financial life, Derek offers 3 budget models: the 80-10-10, live on 80%, save 10%, give 10%, for those financially stable. the 70-10-10-10, adding 10% for debt reduction for those with debt, and the variable option, starting with just 1% giving while aggressively tackling debt. His ultimate goal? Live on 10% and give away the rest. Derek and his wife started with Model 2 as newlyweds and gradually increased their giving percentage each year. Beyond organizations, Derek encourages investing in a people portfolio, individuals who need support to achieve their dreams. This includes family members pursuing goals and others who could benefit from financial assistance or encouragement. He particularly enjoys anonymous giving, like leaving cashier's checks in mailboxes or having his children deliver envelopes to doorsteps. Non-monetary giving matters too. Weekly texts of encouragement or funding someone's dream project can be transformative. Life is but a dot compared to eternity's endless line. Randy Alcorn's simple illustration shows how our brief earthly existence, with all its milestones and experiences, is merely preparation for what comes next. As James 4:14 reminds us, you are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. What matters isn't our possessions, but the difference we make in others' lives. In the eternal economy, money's present value exceeds its future value, the opposite of traditional economics. While many people leave bequests upon death, giving now creates immediate impact that multiplies exponentially over time. A $2,000 donation today to Doctors Without Borders could save lives that then produce decades of productive impact versus waiting to donate $10,000 in your will decades later. This creates a beautiful cycle where giving more leads to earning more, establishing an eternal dividend no other investment can match. The old money mindset is over. It's time to revolt against limiting beliefs formed in childhood and embrace a new identity as a giver. Life becomes about making a difference through your generosity purpose. Picture your ideal life, playing with grandchildren, traveling to tropical beaches, building relationships, and working hard to support causes you care about. The Good Money Revolution starts now.